Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Guys, you should talk about this sometime on your show. My best friend from school is getting married. Well done to her. Next March, and I'm delighted that she's asked me to be a bridesmaid. Well, at least you were delighted by the sounds of things. We're all in a WhatsApp group, and we got a message last night from her to say she's planning her hen's night, or hen weekend, in January for Marbella. Oh. It's going to be a 4-day trip, and some of us have worked out that it'll cost well over €1,000. And this is the problem. I don't have that kind of money. It's happening just after Christmas. I'll be broke. I just don't understand why brides do this. I got married 3 years ago and my hen night was in Carrick on Shannon for one night. She's putting, mind you, that good God, she just doesn't much money to be honest with you, you know, Carrick on Shannon. Anyway, she's putting us all under financial pressure. And even though I love her, I think she's being selfish, assuming that we can all just pay for it. I cried last night. Why would you cry over something like this? Ruth, what's wrong with ye girls? Why do you cry over things like this? It's not the end of the world. Oh, hold on for a second. What did you say?
No, I can't say my answer on air.
All right, okay.
I was
going
to say about hormones and something
else. So she's giving out about her mate, right? Her mate having her party in Marbella, right?
Yeah.
And then she says, I cried last night. I mean, crying, this is a bit much. It's a bit dramatic, isn't it?
It's her friend of a really long time. And she probably expected the hen party to cost her like £200-300. She was probably not going to drink very much, go, like, take part, but not spend her savings on it, you know?
All right, okay.
I can understand that.
Would you cry?
I don't cry at those kind of things, but I can see why she is.
You're hard as nails. You wouldn't cry.
No, I'd probably just throw a fit.
Stop me, Dan. Stop me. Anyway, I cried last night when I heard about the hen night because it's so much pressure on me. I guess my message is there is no need for these lavish hens night. We can't afford them, Avril. So Avril is basically saying that her mate, her best friend in the whole world, who she's the bridesmaid for, is selfish. Selfish for having her party in Marbella and not thinking of everybody else. And by the way, brides, if you want to have your party, your hens party in Marbella, or somebody mentioned earlier on, a friend of theirs had a stag party in Las Vegas. And expected everyone to go and was pissed off because some didn't go. They couldn't afford it. So, but if you're having your hen's party somewhere, surely you should be paying for people to go. Or if you decide to have your wedding in Spain or Las Vegas or wherever it is, and you say to somebody, listen, I want you to be my best man, are they expected to pay for themselves? Why would you burden them with a bill? Is that selfish? Or maybe you think quite the opposite. Ah, for God's sake, nah, look, she should be honoured to be invited. God's sake, it's only a few quid. The number's 087-188-0008. Is she right? Are these brides who do this, are they selfish? And by the way, men who do it as well, stag parties. Sharon, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Is this a selfish thing to do, to expect everyone to up and over to Spain for the hen's night?
I'd have to agree. I think it's a bit selfish. Like, if they knew, if she's her friend for that long, surely she knows that she can't be affording that kind of a weekend away.
Maybe she's embarrassed to tell her.
I don't know. Well, it depends. Is she having her hen in wherever that is and then going somewhere else and getting married, or is she getting married locally? You know?
Yeah.
I think maybe COVID has made us so afraid to mix, and now everyone's gone a bit crazy. They're gone a bit crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
COVID had a lasting effect on our brains, I think it did, yeah.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her, like, you know, like, to build up that anger, or to cry about it. Like, if she's that close to a friend, surely she should feel like she'd be able to talk to her and not cry about it.
Well, maybe she's embarrassed to talk to her. She doesn't want to let her down, and she doesn't want to give her any worries, so that's why she doesn't want to say it.
In a really nice way, you know, I'm very happy to be a bridesmaid, but like, that's too far and it's too much money and I cannot justify it at the moment.
I was talking to somebody in a similar position this morning.
Yeah.
They know somebody in a similar position.
Yeah.
What the person is going to do is they're going to, just before the event, they're going to fake a COVID test.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
that's like, you know, playing with crutches. Like, you're just playing with fire there.
Playing
just
with crutches.
Be honest. Yeah. Did you ever hear that? No.
No.
Get down. You'll end up breaking your leg. Sure enough, it had happened to me before, so I can't really say much. But no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't play with your health, you know, because, like, in all fairness, your health is your wealth.
Yeah.
Like, as long as she's healthy. But I would say out now, while she has a chance to rectify it, like, if you're all walking around and you're all pretending everything is happy, oh, yeah, we're going, and then last minute everyone has a COVID test. Like, you know, she might think that she's the only one that's going to think of that. What about the other three people in the group that thought the same thing?
Yeah, but see, now I don't. It does say we're on the WhatsApp group, and we got a message from her last night to say she's planning.
Yeah, but like, what right, if more than one of them maybe decide to pull a sickie? Like,
yeah, but the rest of them seem to be okay with it.
Well, no, I don't know. They say they are. You know, they say that they're okay with it, but yeah. Are they?
Yeah. Well, this is it.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe they're just not as strong as she is. Maybe they're smiling and laughing about it, and then last minute, oh no, I can't go.
I mean, did you have a hen's night, Sharon? Or did you? Are you married? Sorry, Sharon.
I am, yeah.
Do you have a hen's night?
I didn't have the, well, I've actually had two hen nights, so. Right. Yeah, you're talking to the, well, one was in Carrigan Shannon, which was great, and that's not that far away, but like you said there, and I felt like, oh my God, I teach the same thing. You said it nearly cost you the same amount.
I know, one night in Carrigan Shannon could probably cost you as much as a weekend in Spain.
Like, she'd want to check out, like, usually when you have a package and it costs that amount, is that including all their drinks and everything, like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I am saying that a single night here in Ireland, anywhere, pick anywhere in the map.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the pint in Dublin now? You're there.
I don't drink, but I believe...
Well, neither do I drink, but like, pint, that's
well,
like
hang
a
on.
Pint.
Ruth, how much is a pint of Guinness or a pint of anything in Dublin?
What part of Dublin are we talking about?
The city centre. You know, if for the tourists.
10 bar, 7, 8 euro, can be 9.
Fuck.
So it's only his bad language in the middle of the day. But
that's
like,
really bad,
but I understand why you did.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's just, there you go. That's
yeah, I didn't realise it was that expensive. Up to 9 euro for a pint.
Right, so unless you're Billy No Mates, you can't actually afford to go drinking in Dublin. Because the only one you'll be able to drink with yourself. So, I don't know. I'm just saying there is pros and cons on everything.
Oh, there is.
It's like
there is.
A girl ringing into you there and crying about her fella. You have to just make a list of the good things, a list of the bad things, and talk it out through. But definitely, girls and guys, never fake COVID tests.
Somebody mentioned there 620 is the average, but as I said, Ruth was talking about Temple Bar specifically, where Temple Bar can be a bit more expensive than other parts of the city as well. Okay, let me go to Sharon as well. Stay there with me, Sharon. Let me go to Amy as well. Amy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, Amy. I mean, is it a bit much to expect your bridesmaid or best man, if it's a stag party, to pay for their own trip and accommodation?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, there's one or two situations. Either the girl is being asked out of politeness that might be some relative, or they're either a really close friend. So, like, if they're being asked out of politeness, they shouldn't really be too bothered about saying, you know...
No, she's the bridesmaid.
Yeah. But, like, if they're a bridesmaid, they're either, you know, a sister of somebody or a cousin of somebody, or else they're, you know, the bride's friend.
Well, that's what she is. She's the bride's friend. Yeah.
So, like... If she's her friend and they're that close, like, she should be fully aware of, you know, kind of her circumstances, be it, you know, if she, what type of job she's in, what sort of, you know, income bracket she's on. Like, your friends obviously have an idea of that. But, yeah, I mean, the COVID test is a bit much. Like, paying somebody to Photoshop you in a hospital bed.
No, I mean, nowadays, I mean, look, there's a whole scam going around where people send their employer a picture of a positive test. So you can download the image of a positive test online. And, you know, you just send your mate, you know, 2 days beforehand, you're not going to believe this. Look, COVID, I can't travel for 10 days.
I think, whatever about her sin truth there, whatever about, you know, hopping on a plane to Liverpool for a weekend with the girls and a flight costing 20 or 30 quid and the hotels costing in and around the same as, you know, a night or two away here, it's a bit much considering, you know, all the increases we have in, you know, household bills and the fact Christmas is just around the corner as well. It's a lot.
So, in other words, what you're saying to me is, if you're going to have your hen's wet party in Spain or somewhere nice, or this guy that told me this morning his mate had a stag party in Vegas, and you want your mates to be there, you should pay for them.
Yeah, or, you know, subsidise it someday. Cover the, you know, the hotel and say, right, lads, you know, cover your flights. You know, put the money away for
okay.
that.
Fair enough.
You know, and you can get cheap weekends away as well. Like if you look on, there's a couple of holiday sites there online where you can get, you know, a midweek break, 2 days during the week sort of thing. You know, for 200 quid, you know, flights and accommodation. So it wouldn't have been that much for, you know, if there was a bit more thought went into it.
I'm just looking at some of the comments coming in. Everyone says yes to a hen's party initially, but as time goes on, they will back out. And when they add up the costs, some of these are really bad. I shouldn't really read them out. And she sounds like a jealous bitch that she shouldn't have fancy hen, whatever that means. All right, okay. Let me go to Michelle. Stay there. Michelle, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Some people just don't hold back with the name calling. Michelle, sorry.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, you organised your sister's hen's party.
I did, yeah.
In Portugal.
In Portugal, yeah.
It sounds lovely.
It was about 6 years ago. We flew out the end of February and we went for 3 nights in total. And it worked out as 130 quid each, including flights.
Oh, that was very good, wasn't it?
It was absolutely brilliant.
Was that accommodation and flights?
Yes.
130?
Yes, sorry?
130 quid for accommodation and flights?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, I would have went me sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, in Aberfeary in the old town. And the place we stayed was absolutely gorgeous. Like, we had a three-bedroom apartment that was on the top floor and massive balcony, views right down to the sea. The other girls, some had two bedrooms and some had one bedroom. It was great value, I have to say. We had a great time. The weather was hit and miss, but absolutely brilliant time.
See, I suppose it depends on time of year. That was off-season, obviously. It
depends.
It depends on the time of the year, you know, and all those kind of things have to be taken into consideration. Unfortunately for this girl.
Yeah, we priced the night in Kilkenny and it was absolutely... It was massive compared to what, you know, we were paying for going to Portugal. Even for to get a train, I think, down the country was working out at something like 70 quid. Sure, we were flying for 30.
Yeah, I know. No, people have said this. And this, by the way, the girl in the email says, you know, she had hers in Carrick and Shannon for one night. I mean, look, you're right. Depending on the time of the year, it could be more expensive to go to Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But in saying that, is it a bit unfair sometimes? Because not everybody has a few quid. And okay, yours was reasonably cheap by the sounds of things. I don't mean cheap and bad.
I was mindful. But... Yeah, no, but I was kind of mindful of what people could afford and what they couldn't afford. Like, there was no point in me going demanding 600 quid a pop off people because that's not fair. You kind of, we got together as a group and we spoke about it as opposed to, you know, just railroading people into paying a fortune.
And what's the obsession? Because in my day, that wasn't the obsession. What's the obsession with stags and hens now wanting to go abroad and not just have them in the city?
My own one I just had in the town I live in. And we great crack for the night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and I mean, like, that's about 25 years ago. Like, I don't get the obsession anymore. I think it's probably, in my opinion, it's everybody trying to get, well, I had a better hen than yours. And
Weddings are not weddings anymore. They're like two and three day events now.
There you go. Yeah.
What's that all about?
A small mortgage to pay for it too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a barbecue the day after the wedding for the families and bouncy castles and all sorts. What's that all about?
It's crazy, absolutely crazy. It's just people have lost, I suppose, the real value of, you know, organising, I suppose, an event. It's all for pictures on Instagram, that's what I think.
Oh yeah, it's for
and like,
it is for affirmation, just, you know, for affirmation.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Basically, as opposed to like just getting together with your friends and having a bit of crack.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Amy, it is, isn't it? Amy, do you get invited to many hens parties, by the way?
I've a few. They've been, you know, normally two day kind of things away, but like, even the price of accommodation here at the moment's gone crazy. Like, I have two nights booked away in Killarney at the end of the month and it's working out nearly 300 quid for two nights.
Yeah, it's just too expensive. Yeah, I know. For the time of the year, that's too expensive.
Yeah, ridiculous. Considering
if that was Christmas week or the middle of August or something, I could kind of understand. But it's not this time of the year. But the problem is so many hotels are being used at the moment to house Ukrainian refugees. So there is a shortage of hotels, which then the laws of supply and demand, of course, they can charge a bit more, I suppose. That's the main reason for it, isn't it? Well, mind you, Irish hotels have never been that cheap, to be honest with you. They've always been expensive to some degree. But look, stay there for a second because I want to go to Caroline as well. Caroline, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing? Okay, is it fair to expect your guests, so to speak, your bridesmaids, et cetera, or your best man, whatever, to pay for their own trip?
I don't know. Like, as I said, like, I'm only back from Vegas, and there was a group of lads on the plane. We were all going to Vegas. They were going for We were just going for under seven nights, 6 nights we both went for. Like, and we went with them. And there were about 9 of them. But they were going to Vegas for a hen weekend or a stag weekend.
Okay.
And like you're talking about a pint in Temple Bar, the cheapest pint we seen in Vegas was $14 in the Hard Rock. Everywhere else was $16, $17 for a pint.
$14 was the cheapest pint?
And that was in the Hard Rock, yeah.
Yeah, but see, I have noticed America, you know, the tourist spots in America has gotten very expensive over the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was along the strip, so I don't know. But you don't kind of go away from the strip. You just kind of.
No, you don't.
So
there's nowhere else to go in Vegas apart from the strip, really, is there? You know what I mean?
No, but like that would have cost them a fortune to go over there for the flight, the accommodation, and the drink. Because lads are not going to go shopping. They're just going to drink.
Oh, yeah. It's an awful shame you can't get a voucher for the strip to drink as much as an all you can drink voucher.
Yeah.
The Irish
but that would have cost them a good few bob, like, you know? But and their wedding was until next July, so they were going early as well.
See, I don't get it. I mean, because with some of those lads, you know, I'm sure they have families and maybe they don't have amazing jobs. I'm sure they're all working.
They're all guards.
Oh, they were all guards,
so
were they?
Two of them that was guards. The rest of them were all guards.
Ah, right. And they were there always crying, saying they don't have enough money for anything, that they don't get paid very well. Jesus, or maybe they've got credit union loans or something. I don't know. Because it would cost, I mean, Vegas would cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, can I ask you, because you were going as well, how long did you go for?
I went for 6 nights.
Okay, how long, and is it okay to ask you how much you paid for the flights and the accommodation for 6 nights?
I paid $1,900 for the two of us for the flights and the accommodation, and then I'd done the helicopter trip, which was an extra €900. So
I'm worth every penny of it.
Worth every, the Grand Canyon.
I know.
4.5 hours, so it was worth it. Yeah, you can get a day trip out to the Grand Canyon, but we'd done the day. We'd done it for 4.5 hours, so it was a helicopter out and back, but it was 1.5 hours flying around the Grand Canyon and then landed on the bottom of the Grand Canyon floor. So that was well worth $900. €900 I paid for that.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
and
the Grand Canyon.
There was loads of other little things. So
although 900 is a bit, it's a bit pricey, isn't it, for a 4 hour trip?
Yeah, but come here, you'll never do it again, will
you? No,
you
won't.
Everywhere you go, you kind of say to yourself, right, I'll do a helicopter trip. You've done it in Florida, you do it in New York.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, so the point is, it's not cheap to go to Vegas.
No, but come here.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Caroline.
You go once and that's it. That's Vegas was once for me and that was it. I'm the Florida person.
And how many of you went to Caroline to Vegas?
Just two of us, me and the husband.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, because you didn't go with the girls, so to speak.
No, it was just me and the husband. We were due to actually renew our vows with Elvis in the wedding chapel.
Oh, okay.
But around April, I got an email to say that Elvis's family had put a stop to them doing the personating in the wedding chapel.
Oh, right, okay. So Elvis can't do it anymore.
No, he can sing, do the personation in the casinos and all that, but he's not on the stages, but he's not allowed to do the wedding. So I got my money back for that.
Can you imagine Elvis? You're going to get married, love me tender.
No. Yeah, you had to pick your own wedding songs and all, the wonder of you and all that.
But yeah, would you go back, by the way? Is that your first time in Vegas?
It was. Now, I go to Florida every year. Florida now for Christmas.
Mm.
You know, so I go to Florida.
Oh, I'd live there tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I would move to Florida now, so I have my holiday at Christmas now. But Vegas was a once and a once. Now, I'd stop in Vegas for 3 days if I was doing something else, but we went for 6 nights, which was, I kind of thought, too long.
Yeah, I say the same to everyone. Now, the problem is it takes 14 hours to get there or 12 hours to get there. Vegas, you know, four or five days in Vegas is plenty. It's
but
just
all
enough.
The Americans, yeah, we'll tell you that. All the Americans only go to Vegas for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, and you never need to go again. Yeah, you see it once and that's it. It doesn't really change. It's the same stuff over and over again. Okay, let me get back to the hens parties again. Sorry, Carol. How you doing, Carol?
How's it going?
Now, you heard the stag party, according to Caroline, was in Vegas. Cost Caroline, you know, £1,900 for the two of them to go over. Now, she was going on holiday with her husband. But there was a stag party going over. I mean, it's all a bit much to be asking people to be paying for these things.
Yeah, well, I know people who went to Vegas on stag parties. Only stag parties, no hen parties. And the lads went off on a big lads holiday. I've been to Vegas myself 3 times. Don't blame anybody for going. Love the place.
Is once not enough in Vegas?
No, I still haven't been to downtown Vegas. I haven't been to the Hoover Dam. I haven't been to loads of places. I brought my kids there and all. There's so much to see and do in Vegas.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. But my husband was on a lad's holiday there too. It is a great thing, but he wasn't on the stag weekend. And that's just crazy money to ask anybody to spend for a stag or a hen weekend. And I think that girl who wrote into you should just say no. And yeah. that's it, because...
But she is the bridesmaid. She doesn't want to let her mate down. You know what I mean?
The thing is, I work in weddings. That's what I do every single day.
Okay.
So I know.
Are you a wedding planner?
I'm not a wedding planner. I work for Weddings Online, so I help everybody. I help the suppliers, and I help the brides and grooms, and I just help people make it work for them.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm not a wedding planner, though.
Okay.
But yeah, I see it happening all the time. Bridesmaids message me and tell me they're worried that this is where the hen is going to be or whatever, and their partner has to go to the stag party too, and that's another weekend away somewhere else, and they have kids and a mortgage and rent and blah, 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 and they just can't afford it. And I always say, and they always take my advice, just tell her no.
Yeah.
I just can't afford it. Please, can I organise some sort of a night at home for everybody who can't make? My daughter had her hen party in Newcastle.
Okay.
It was cheaper than having it at home, and we did it.
Yeah, Ryanair flights over, yeah.
Or whatever, yeah, yeah. Very cheap. And it was an amazing weekend. It was brilliant. And then when we came home, there was people who couldn't make it due to work and stuff like that. We had a big night out for everybody at home, and it cost them the price of their drinks, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say to bridesmaids, that's what you need to do. You just need to tell her, I'm so delighted you asked me to be your bridesmaid. I'm proud to do it, but I cannot afford to spend €1,000 for 2 nights away.
And you say, you know, obviously you're talking to brides and grooms on a regular basis in the job you're in. Does it happen often?
It does, yes, yeah, it does. Yes. It wouldn't be the majority.
No, but I can see it being a problem for a lot of people, you know what I mean?
It does. It is a problem, because, so you take for granted that girl who wrote into you. I don't blame her for crying. I'd cry if I was coming up against something like that, but I would say out straight, nah, I'm not paying that much money. But she's thinking her boyfriend probably has to go on the stag. If she's bridesmaid, her boyfriend, husband, partner, whatever, will have to go on the stag. That's more money. And then the day of the wedding itself, I mean, well, you know how much it costs to go to.
I know. So most people don't even like getting invitations to weddings anymore. It's like getting a summons.
The door. I mean, I love going to weddings. I love weddings.
Oh, no, I'm going to be a fan.
Most weddings are... They are about the couple coming together and
that's, you know, all it should be about, by the way. But
yeah. Now it's my choice to go all out and, you know, get the hair.
I couldn't be dealing with the politics of weddings. You know, should we invite Uncle Jimmy, who I haven't seen in 20 years?
Happens all the time.
Oh, drive me mad. Nah.
Yeah.
Couldn't be dealing.
I always say, if you wouldn't invite them to your house for dinner, don't invite them to your wedding.
But then there'd be nobody at it.
Well, I'd be sociable now. I'd be very sociable. But yeah, I just think that people need to just crack down on the whole thing, because you know the bride is not going to have to pay her own way to wherever the hen is.
Right.
So she can choose anywhere, because everybody else will club in and pay for her.
Oh, is that the way? Oh, sorry. Oh, well, pardon me. No, I didn't know this. So is that the way it works?
Mostly, yes. Yeah.
So they work it out as a group, and say it's, say, I don't know, €4,000 for six people, say, to go to Portugal, right?
Yeah.
And that includes the bride. So everybody else divvies out.
Divided by five.
And the bride doesn't pay.
Usually the bride doesn't pay. Now, some brides will just insist, because some brides are very conscientious and will pay extra because they're asking people to go. But yes, no, you would...
If you're picking the location and you want to go to Spain or somewhere like that, well, then you should be paying for yourself.
Oh, absolutely, 100%, yeah.
And expecting everyone else to. Are you married yourself, Carol?
I'm a long time married, yes.
And
I'm 30-something years married.
So your wedding was a long, long time ago. Do you think people nowadays are spending too much money on weddings?
It's a lot of money, yeah. It's, €30,000?
At least.
For your average wedding. Some people will spend 10 for an amazing wedding, and some people will spend 70, 100, whatever. Average is about €30,000 for a wedding. It's an awful lot of money.
And then they have this carry-on where I mentioned it earlier on, where they'll have a second event the next day with the bouncy castles.
The day two is almost as good as day one, but you should not go overboard with that. That's just meeting for drinks and finger food. That's all should be.
I know what they'll do, some people, is that they'll have the wedding, which will be a no-kids wedding, and then the following day, they'll have the second day, the barbecue in Bouncy Castle, where you can bring the kids.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's often a huge problem is, I want an adult-only wedding, and then, you know...
Well, by the way, that's more becoming more common, and I completely agree with it, by the way. I don't think it's a place for children.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, and it works for other people to have their children, or, you know, a lot of people already have their family now when they're getting married, Niall, so...
Yeah.
You know, they have their own kids.
Oh, well, that's fine. It was their own kids.
Nieces and nephews, maybe, because they're so close to the other kids and they're comfortable. Oh,
see, once you invite one niece or nephew, then it's somebody else to be moaning, why didn't they invite ours?
That's what happens. That's what happens. So, yeah, there's so much politics around the whole wedding.
And who sits near who? You know, the seating arrangements. You can't put him on that table beside her. They hate each other.
You know, they'll kick off. Yeah, there'll be trouble.
There'll be a fight. Oh, I'd say, if you're involved in that, Carol, I'd say it's a minefield.
It is an absolute minefield because, like, I wouldn't say to anybody you should have a kid-free wedding because it suits some people to have it. Everybody's different and our motto, what we always tell people is your day, your way. And it should be unique to you. You don't have to have what your friends had. You don't have to go to Vegas because your friend went to Vegas or... wherever, Benidorm or wherever they're going. You do it your way and make your day unique.
You're saying that, but I'm telling you now, brides all across the country, and primarily brides, I'm going to be extremely sexist here.
You're right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Primarily brides, they want the wedding to be better than their friends that had 6 months ago. They want it to be better than everyone else's. And by the way, I understand that feeling. They want it to be the best wedding. So they will go the extra mile and it'll break people's bank accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. Carol, listen, thanks. You've been great. Thanks for talking to us today.
No problem.
Keep up the good work.
This is the Real People, Real Opinions, Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.